Failure is not an option.
What difference at this point does it make?
Nobody said it was going to be fun.
This is Real Talk, a fearless, poignant, and intrepid show where truth speaks louder than words. This is Real Talk with your host, Audrey Russo.
The shame, not of this world, so we live on the run. We keep our eyes set, on what is to come.
It happened before. It will happen again. It's just a question of when.
Time's a luxury we don't have.
This is Van Hipp, Chairman of American Defense International and author of The New Terrorism, How to Fight It and Defeat It. And you're listening today to my friend Audrey Russo on Real Talk.
Welcome back. If you're just joining us, this is Audrey Russo, and you're listening to Real Talk. The crimes against humanity that Pfizer has committed will not be able to be mollified with a big check to the government as they did for their crimes in the past. The body count continues to grow. Should this end the Pfizer Corporation? Well, we're going to discuss this and more with my next guest. For my new listeners, Lieutenant General Thomas McInerney, USAF retired, was the former Assistant Vice Chief of the USAF and Director of the Defense Performance Review, reporting directly to SecDef and the Vice President when he retired after 35 years active duty in 1994. His many positions in his 35-year military career include four tours in Vietnam, Commander of Alaskan Air Command, Alaska NORAD Region, and Alaskan Command. He's a frequent military and intel analyst on TV and national radio, including the Fox News Channel, and he's a member of the Citizens Commission on National Security. It's my great pleasure to give a Real Talk welcome back to Lieutenant General Thomas McInerney. Welcome back, Tom.
Thank you very much for having me, Audrey.
Oh, it's so great to have you back with us. I can't wait to dive into this, so we're going to get started. Peter Schweizer has reported that $54 million has been donated by the Chinese Communist Party linked individuals or entities between 2014 and 2019 to the Penn Biden Center for Diplomacy and Global Engagement in Washington at the University of Pennsylvania. Schweizer added that Hunter made massive sums of money from Ukraine for which he offered no work. Now, Schweizer published, of course, for the listeners, two New York Times number one bestsellers, Secret Empires and Profiles in Corruption, that exposed how Hunter and his father flew to China aboard Air Force Two in 2013 before Hunter's firm inked a $1.5 billion deal with a subsidiary of the Chinese government's Bank of China, which transpired less than 2 weeks after the trip. Now, Schweizer's work also covered that the Biden family's other vast and lucrative foreign deals and cronyism. Now, Tom, isn't this enough to impeach Biden and indict Hunter?
Absolutely, Audrey, and that's the evidence that is coming from people like Schweizer and others without having the the inputs from the intelligence community and those that know. For instance, what this really says, Hunter Biden was hired, and everybody understands this, because of his last name and his relationship with his father. But what we're now finding out, his father had left classified material around his different homes in different places.
Right.
The Biden Penn University connection, and which over $54 million plus was really moved in their direction. And, you know, as an addition, all these paintings. Hunter Biden is the highest paid artist in the country. Does anybody think the junk that he's selling is because of its? And we now have, and that's why it's so important what the special prosecutor is not going to divulge. I'm going to predict they are not going to divulge it. They are trying to hide it. And but that's where Hunter was getting a lot of his source material,
right,
that he was on the board of Burisma and these different Chinese boards, all in connection to moving state secrets into not only the Ukraine, but into Russia and China, China primarily. And that's why I got that $1.5 billion loan that was so important, and all the other loans that he got, some that didn't have to be repaid. And it is truly, as you say, it's a crime family. Now, yes, I believe it's an impeachable offense, but we don't have the lineup in the Congress, in the Senate, that could make this happen. They are all going to defend him.
Yeah.
What I do believe is going to come out in this is I believe it's finally going to come out and prove that if they would do all these things, they would clearly corrupt an election. And we go back to 2020, just like I reported last time we were here.
Yeah.
In the midterms, the Republicans won 5 Senate seats, but they didn't contest them. That was New Hampshire, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Arizona, and Nevada.
But can I interrupt you for a second? Yeah, you're right. They didn't contest them. Why didn't they? Did McConnell have something to do with that?
I think McConnell had something to do with it. I think that clearly the chairman, Rona McDaniel, had something to do with it, because it's really up to her to do the lawsuits and come up with this. So we have rhinos on the Republican side that do not want to be called election deniers. I'm an election denier because I have hard evidence through hammer and scorecard that the election was stolen, and both elections were stolen using cyber, but also using mail-in ballots. And it just came out yesterday, the day before, of a huge number, upwards of 200,000 votes in Maricopa County that illegals were voting on, and the names didn't match. And they're trying to sue Carrie Lake now. Carrie Lake is the only Republican next to Donald Trump that has come out publicly, but she's the only one really that has come out and contested it, and look at what she's going through.
What's the basis of the lawsuit against her? It sounds insane.
It does sound insane. Katie Hobbs would not even debate.
That's Carrie. Right. That's right. Yeah.
And she's the governor now. But
it's a fraud. It's an unbelievable fraud, because she was Carrie Lake was robbed.
Correct. I mean, that's so evident. And God bless her for having the courage to do what she's trying to do. They're trying to get the Secretary of State there, who used to be a former Marine, to sue her. And so, look, if the Democrats won all these, then why are they trying to stop all the audits? Why are they trying to hide all the information? Why are the judges not really taking action on this information that's being provided? And it's very clear out in Arizona, in Maricopa County. There are other counties too. And so why are they, the Democrats, why don't they just let it go through and be contested? Why do they not let it go and have a court case where you can lay out these facts? Because they know that they cheated, Audrey.
Of course. What could be the explanation as to why they won't do that when it comes to the 2020 election? All we were asking, nobody was saying, you want to overturn? No, we want an audit. Let the audit speak for itself. And they wouldn't do that.
And so that tells you that the Democrats themselves know, and they have put up this marvelous front in saying anybody who's an election denier, they demonize them. But I'm bragging that I am an election denier. You're an election denier.
Yes, proud one.
All we want is a truthful audit. And they are fighting it hook, line, and sinker. Everything they can do,
yeah,
they are contesting.
And I'm not surprised, of course, by the Democrats, because they cheated. And bigly, they cheated. But the anger I have is toward the people that we put in office, the Republicans, that are not standing against it. They won't even stand up for the people to have an audit. Not even an audit. We deserve an audit.
And it's like what we're seeing right now in the House with Jim Comer and what they're trying to do is to stop them getting any of the information from the special counsels and that specifically goes to the Biden thing, what that special counsel is doing. They are saying, well, they can't release it now because it's under investigation.
Wow.
Big surprise.
Right, exactly. Now, I'm sorry I went sidebar there, but going back to Biden and Hunter, Miranda Devine, along with Emma Jo Morris, revealed that Joe Biden was intimately involved in Hunter's businesses, appearing to even have 10% stake in a company formed with officials at the highest levels of the Chinese Communist Party. Why has the GOP been so silent on these crimes?
Well, we have the same problem, don't we?
Yeah.
Silent on the elections. Why are they silent when Miranda Devine is going out and getting all this work, as with Schweitzer? And you see we have the rhinos, the Republicans, that are not taking this issue on and defending the Constitution and their rights. And that's why Carrie Lake's issue, I jump over to that, is so important. Here we have a Republican that is outwardly fighting this. They're demonizing her. They're doing everything they can. And the Republican Party isn't supporting her.
No.
What is Rona McDaniel doing on supporting Carrie Lake? What is...
expect from Mitt Romney's niece, right?
Exactly. Mitt Romney's niece. They're rhinos.
They're rhinos, yeah. Yeah. Well, to me, I look at them as worse than the Democrats because they're fifth columns. They're inside pretending to be one of us, and they're undermining us. So they're worse.
Traitors.
They're traitors. Yeah. I mean, you don't get worse than a traitor. Okay. I think that going back to the founding of the country, I think that Washington was angrier at Benedict Arnold than he was at Major Andre.
Yes, absolutely.
Because he was a traitor, I mean.
And so that's what we're faced with today, with domestic enemies that are not standing up for their constitutional rights.
Yeah.
And it's not being nice and getting along. It is defending the Constitution. And these rhinos, led by Mitch McConnell, we'll see what Kevin McCarthy does. But Kevin is not coming out, and nor is Mitch. Norm McDaniel on supporting Carrie Lake publicly. And we need all the Republicans nationally to come out and support Carrie Lake for what she has done.
Yeah.
And that doesn't get even into the points that I brought out of the 5 Senate seats. You'd hear no one else saying this, and no one else is aware of it. Well, if I can get that information, why can't they? What are they doing to examine the corruption that's going on in these border states and these battleground states.
Right.
They're doing absolutely nothing. And it's important that your listeners realize what's going on in this country, Audrey. And they are not doing their job. They are complicit. They are not defending the Constitution. You're not, when you're an election denier, it means you're defending the Constitution. All we're asking for is a simple audit.
That's it.
Does this day in and day out.
Yeah, that's, they should welcome it if they were doing things, you know, they know they're doing things illegally. They know they cheated. And that's why they don't want anyone to look. Who would want, if you cheated, why would you want anyone to look at the numbers? Now, we're going to switch gears here because this is not, of course, the only problem we have. Project Veritas, of course, they struck again. Thank God for them. They were able to get Jordan Walker, who is a Pfizer Director, Research and Development Strategic Operations and mRNA Scientific Planning, that was his position, to admit that Pfizer is exploring mutating COVID-19 virus for new vaccines. He stated in a video, "Don't tell anyone this. There is a risk. I have to be very controlled to make sure this virus you mutate doesn't create something the way that the virus started in Wuhan, to be honest." Tom, that's gain of function. It's illegal, is it not?
It is, and they admitted it. Pfizer admitted it yesterday.
Yeah.
They had some excuse, but they came up on the net, and they admitted it yesterday, Audrey, that that what he disclosed, which, you know, I give them credit for it, and they use, you know, they manipulate words, but it is simply gain of function, making the virus worse, and they're saying they're doing it for scientific purposes.
Yeah.
But the fact was they were doing it with China.
Oh, gosh. This is unbelievable, the tentacles of the CCP, how deeply they are embedded here. I know that President Trump was trying to, you know, cut those tentacles off one by one, but of course he wasn't getting any help from people like Mitch McConnell, who's in bed with the Chinese. So, but this gain of function is incredible. These are crimes against humanity. How is this different than what the Nazis did?
It isn't. It's genocide, Audrey.
It is.
Would you ever believe that we would say that people in our government and Americans in our industry are guilty of genocide?
No. I find it hard to believe, but the evidence is too strong.
It's too strong. It is there. And every day something new comes out, doesn't it?
Doesn't
it's like peeling an onion. Every day, with the magnificent work that Veritas did. Now, that's why it's so, so important that we have these investigations. Unfortunately, we have an FBI that is not doing their job, that is complicit.
Yeah.
We have an intelligence community that is complicit.
Yes.
And Americans that are complicit, starting right up at a former president, Barack Hussein Obama, a former DNI director, Jim Clapper, a former CIA director, John Brennan,
right.
Former FBI, Comey, all this, and the current FBI director. Look at what he's doing. What he's doing? Nothing to examine this.
No, not only that, what was he doing over in Davos? He was over there.
Why is he in Davos?
I'm telling you, this is... Well, okay, let's go to Fauci, who thinks he's escaped everything, okay? Fauci was the front man for all of this. He knew what was going on. Has anyone investigated his financial records as head of NIAID, or the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases? Has anyone investigated that while he was in office? He's not there now, but while he was in working for the people, I think we should look at his financial records.
Absolutely, because he was getting paid by Big Pharma.
Absolutely.
Making money off of this.
Yeah, and he refuted numerous times under oath before Congress that he said he had nothing to do with the funding of gain of function. He lied every time. And Rand Paul was the one that had the documents to prove it. If he is not indicted for at least lying before Congress, then we have no constitutional justice system, do we?
Correct. Let alone lying in Congress, but the actions that he was taking of moving money to China through a 501c3.
Yeah, I forgot the guy's name, but yes, exactly.
Yeah, and moving that money that was going to Wuhan Laboratory and for the gain of function. So we were complicit in this genocide. The U.S. government, technically, people in the U.S. government is what we're saying. And the evidence is loud and clear. And where was the FBI in this? Where?
Yeah. I can imagine. I can imagine, Tom. You know, we've talked about this before, and you can't talk about it enough because of what's happening around us. The death and injury from the vax is increasing at a rapid rate. The Pfizer-controlled media is ignoring it when they can or excusing it when possible. I personally have had family members, and you have as well, that have died or got permanently injured from the jab. This is becoming a common occurrence, is it not?
It is. And fundamentally, it's the mandatory nature of the vaccine that is, I believe, the criminal part of it. What I mean by that, by making it mandatory, when people did not and were not properly briefed of the dangers, where it diminishes your immunity, your immune system.
Yes.
And by so many other people have died from other diseases.
It pulled back for cancer. It took the T cell that God gave us that protects us from cancer. It destroyed that as well. I'll tell you, in the past, they have committed crimes, Pfizer. I don't know how they were able to function after that, but, you know, handshakes, deals, grease palms, and they wrote out a check for $3.9 billion to get themselves out of, I mean, not any of us would have done what they did in the past. We would have been in jail, okay? They got out of that. This time, there's got to be an end to Pfizer. They have to end the corporation. They can no longer have it, because they are complicit in the murder of millions of people worldwide.
Exactly. And the evidence is there, and that's what's got to be looked at and examined and come and a court convened. But what I'm worried about, Audrey, is we have a corrupt judiciary now.
Yes, yes, we do. We do.
And that's on both the Republican and the Democratic side.
Yeah, yeah.
What is the Chief Justice, I'm going to sidebar you quickly here,
sure,
cannot find who was the leaker on the abortion.
I think they know. They don't want to tell us.
You and I could go in there in 2 days or 3 days.
And we'd figure it out.
And we'd figure it out.
I think they know. I think they won't reveal it. And when the people that are working for you refuse to give you information that you're entitled to, it's time for them to go. And now it's, somehow they're all in cahoots, and it sounds like a conspiracy theory, but it's not. It's a conspiracy at this point. This is unbelievable. I have never realized how our government was working against the people.
We're of course not the only ones. I happen to Dan Bongino and Mike Flynn, interviewing Mike Flynn yesterday, and he was laying out the same things that we're talking about, and the corruption of our government particularly. And there's no question Barack Hussein Obama told Donald Trump not to hire Mike Flynn. And the reason was because Flynn understood the intel and how they were going to corrupt information coming from the United Kingdom.
Yeah.
And the Brits, their equivalent of the NSA, into our CIA, that was then moved into the judiciary, the Department of Justice, and the FBI.
There it is.
He didn't know how corrupt those agencies were. And of course, Barack Hussein Obama did, because he's the one that corrupted them. And he's never seen anything like it. But his 8 years, this all goes back to the deep swamp that he created, and that's why they went after Mike Flynn. Yeah. And when, of course, Trump hired him, Comey sends over there, and he admits it publicly. He sent in two of his interviewers without lawyers and anything, and they entrapped Mike Flynn. And then they had a judicial system, Judge Sullivan, that didn't even want to when DOJ withdrew the charges. Judge Sullivan didn't want to do that. He contested it. So we see the corruption.
Yeah, it's deep. It's very deep. Hussein
was well aware of.
Yeah.
And created.
Well, I'll tell you, I don't see any saving of what has happened in our government. I think it's past time for us to have a convention of states. This is beyond fixable. It's too deep. I really think that, Tom. Tom, where can the listeners follow and support your excellent work and the work of CCNS? Where can they do that? Oh, also, where can they order your book that you did with General Vallely, America's Endgame for the 21st Century, A Blueprint for Saving Our Country? Where can they do all that?
That can be done through the city. Well, first of all, the book can be done at Amazon, America's Endgame for the 21st Century. But it can also be done through Citizens Commission on National Security, that both General Vallely and I are members. It's a small group, but all our work like this, radio, et cetera, podcasts, television, we send into the Citizens Commission on National Security.org. That's where they can get it. It's extremely important. Other people now are saying what you and I have been discussing for the last 2 years, Audrey.
Yes.
Other people are coming up, like Dan Bongino. It's going national.
Yeah.
Tucker Carlson is getting it with what he's got when he has Miranda Devine on. And so this word is starting to come out, but you have been a leader and a pathfinder, Audrey. God bless you for your courage to do that.
Well, thank you for your kindness. And as always, I have these links in my after show, which is now on the live show page. Just go to AudreyRusso.com, click on the on-air button, and right under the show description, you'll find all the links and info that the general just shared. Thanks so much again, Tom, for sharing your brilliant assessments with us. We look forward to your return to the show. Until then, may God bless you, your work, and may God save America. Bye for now.